Welcome to the Israel Daily News Podcast. I'm your host, Shanna Fold, and I'm here to get you caught up quickly. I've got some top news stories for you today from Israel, and guess what? You're listening, so you're already on top of your game. Survive and thrive, people. Knowledge is the best weapon. And apparently, FeedSpot, which is a website that aggregates online information, thinks so too. The website ranked us at the Israel Daily News Podcast number one in the top news podcasts about Israel. Feeling good about that news today, and thank you to our listeners for recognizing that knowledge is the best weapon. I'm so excited that we are considered the number one newscast about Israel in podcast form, thanks to FeedSpot. And I hope that you'll continue listening with us. Today is Monday, July 17th, 2023 in the Gregorian calendar, and the 28th of Tammuz, 5783 in the Hebrew calendar. After this show, I'm running off to the Sunset Series event, which I host for internationals in their 20s and 30s in Tel Aviv. I'll be moderating a talk with author David DeJong, who wrote the book Nazi Billionaires, about wealthy German families who've made generational wealth through industries that were complicit during the Holocaust. Should be fascinating and potentially very frustrating if you care about this topic. Last week's talk by Segev Arbiv on artificial intelligence was a huge hit. We had the most signups and the most attendees for our summer session and a ton of new people who came out to the event to learn about how AI is going to shape our future. Segev addressed concerns about how the job industry is being reshaped and how we're going to consume information in the future with deep fakes and artificially generated content. His talk is on our Tribe Tel Aviv Instagram page. Join us tonight between 7 and 9 to get your mind working and to get exposed to high-profile change makers in the state of Israel. I welcome all of you to join us in creating the future. Information is all over my social media and the Tribe Tel Aviv social media pages. Now, let's get to the news. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was released from the hospital Sunday after a brief stay. He lost consciousness, fell down, and hit his head while at home. He was admitted to the hospital right after this happened. Tests showed his brain and heart were fine, and it was likely caused by dehydration. Netanyahu is warning people to stay hydrated during the heat wave that Israel is currently under. It is oppressively hot outside. Opposition leader Yair Lapid wished him a quick recovery, and U.S. politicians like Kevin McCarthy and Mike Pence sent their prayers as well. Protesters are rallying against the reasonableness bill and planning another day of resistance on Tuesday, July 18th. That's tomorrow. There was one last week on Tuesday as well, a day of resistance. This time, the plan is to block train station platforms across the country since it's the one form of public transportation that has been undisturbed from the series of demonstrations that have rolled out. Israeli citizens are protesting since December, with an uptick in the last few weeks against their government in an effort to stop legislation that would make it more difficult for the court to make rulings on governmental items. The bill seeks to prevent courts from using the test of reasonableness in evaluating decisions made by the government or elected officials. Israel does not have a constitution, and so whenever government issues come up in court, the judges need to use their own discernment to make decisions about whether or not a measure should or will go through. Whereas, for example, in the United States, you would just look into the Constitution and decide whether something was constitutional or not. Member of Knesset Simcha Rothman plans to send the final draft of the bill to the Knesset plenum for its final readings next week. The legislation passed its first reading last week, causing the country's protesters to erupt. Those who criticize the measure say it's throwing off the checks and balances that Israel currently maintains in its judicial system. Many fear that this is going to make it so that the government goes unchecked when it comes to following out its plans, whether the court thinks that it's legal or not, or reasonable or not, there will not be a way to stop the government from carrying out such activities. Former Prime Minister Ehud Olmert disapproves of Netanyahu's government and is urging other world leaders to stop interacting with him. He said that on Democrat TV media. He also suggested during his interview that the United States reevaluate their relationship with the country if they truly do value the state of Israel. The government is planning to fund and protect ancient archaeological Jewish sites in Area C of the West Bank. Area C is mostly where the Jewish population lives within the West Bank. Prime Minister Netanyahu's office says the region of Judea and Samaria is of significant international and national historical and archaeological importance, end quote, as thousands of sites have been damaged due to illegal activity. The prime minister referenced theft of antiquities, illegal construction at archaeological sites, and deliberate destruction by those who are hostile to the state of Israel. He said that all before handing out some materials during a meeting on this matter. Government officials on the right have been trying to spread word that Palestinians are purposefully trying to erase Jewish ties to the biblical land, while the left claims this is just another ploy to prevent Palestinians from owning land in that area of the West Bank. Or Judea and Samaria. Both of those terms work for the Israel Daily News podcast. Announcement: the Israel Daily News podcast is going live on YouTube tomorrow afternoon at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time in the United States, and 7 a.m. in the Pacific coast of the country. I'll be doing my thing, recording the podcast, but this time it's going to be on video so you can see what it looks like behind the scenes and all the hand gestures that I make into the mic that nobody sees except for me, and I feel them. On YouTube, you can just type in my name, Shanna Fold, and find our broadcast for tomorrow. Thank you to all of you for your interest in Israeli affairs. Israeli politics are world politics. I also want to thank all of you who personally finance and fund the Israel Daily News podcast with your monthly contributions. Head over to anchor.fm/Israel Daily News so you can send a monthly contribution as well. I'm also calling on interested listeners to join us for the Israel Daily News Roundtable, where select listeners are joining me on a monthly basis to talk over the news. Next week, you all have the opportunity to meet and ask questions to Yaniv Rosnai in our installment of the Israel Daily News Roundtable. It's happening on Wednesday. He's a professor and vice dean at Reichman University in Herzliya, and he has a big reputation. In fact, he's making big changes here in Israel to its political and legislative landscape. So we're very lucky to have him, his eloquence, and his simple wording to explain what is going on in Israel's judicial system. You can also support us by leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. 2, you can share the show with a friend. And 3, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at IsraelDaily.news, as well as Shanna Fold. My name has 2 N's in it, and I'm very sensitive about that. You can also find us on Twitter at Israel Podcast. The Israel national basketball team won their semifinal match against Belgium and will now compete for the under-20 gold medal at the European Championships. They've made it to the championship game 4 times within the last 7 years. The team was led by players Ron Zipper, Yuval Levin, and Noam Yaakov. They all made significant contributions. They faced the winner of the Greece-France semifinal match. Coach Elad Hassin says he's very proud of the team's passion and hard work, as are we at the Israel Daily News podcast. We'll keep you updated on how the Israel national basketball team fares in Europe. I think this one might surprise you. The Israeli national ultimate frisbee team is going to Ireland for the European Championship. This is their second time competing in the championship. The sport is not well known in Israel, but efforts are being made to promote it more widely across the country. Despite being underdogs, the team says they're motivated and ready to give their best in the tournament. I don't know about you, but I've played Ultimate Frisbee in the past, and it is very fun. It's also fun to see how different cultures coming to Israel are affecting the variety of sports that are played here. Pretty awesome. Kol hakavod, all the respect goes to you guys repping Israel for Ultimate Frisbee. All right, well, that is it for today's show. Today is Monday, July 17th, 2023. Tel Aviv has a low of 25 degrees Celsius and a high of 33 degrees. That's 77 degrees Fahrenheit for the low, going up to 91 degrees for the high. Subscribe to the Israel Daily News Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you're hearing it from. We are everywhere. Don't forget to sign up to our Israel Weekly News Wrap. It's a newsletter with the top five stories coming out of Israel from throughout the week. You can sign up for that at israeldaily.news. And of course, it is a roundup top five stories. This week, I talked about my experience covering Helen Mirren, who came to Jerusalem for the Jerusalem Film Festival for her film Golda, in which she plays the role of Golda Meir, who was Israel's first and only female prime minister. So I wrote about that in the newsletter. And for many people, they prefer to read than to listen. So if that's how you feel, you can sign up at israeldaily.news to get the weekly newsletter. Big thank you to my interns, Maya Goodman and Dylan Jaffe, for writing some of today's news scripts. And thank you to our social media director, Michelle Milner. I'm going to send you off now with a song called Paraparim by Ya'ara Sholian, a talented singer here in Israel that I personally enjoy very much. Have a great and productive day and an excellent week. Shavua Tov, everyone. Thank you.